From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A large explosion rips through the main square in Ankara. The blast Sunday in Turkey killed at least 34 people and wounded more than 100. Officials said the blast occurred in a square, a key shopping and transportation hub near foreign embassies. The Turkish government says the attack was carried out by a Syrian man with links to Kurdish militia groups. Six gunmen killed 14 civilians and two soldiers in an attack Sunday on three hotels in the Ivory Coast beach resort of Grand Bassam. The Islamist organization Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb claimed to be behind the attack. Emily Yab reports.
Around midday local time on Sunday, six gunmen stormed a hotel and a nearby beach here in the seaside town of Grand Bassam, Ivory Coast. Witness Jean-Baptiste Begré works at a hotel next to where the shooting took place. They heard gunshots, he says, and first thought it was firecrackers. When they got closer to see what was happening, they saw a man wearing fatigues, a flak jacket, and carrying an AK-47. He shouted down and then started to shoot at people, children, women, everybody. The death toll is 14 civilians as well as two members of the security forces, while 22 people were wounded. Emily Yap in Grand Bassam.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the insistence that the Syrian peace talks not deal with the issue of removing the current regime from power is an attempt by the government to disrupt the talks. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim has warned negotiators that any talk about the fate of President Bashar al-Assad's government is off the table. The top U.S. diplomat says violence in Syria has been reduced by 80% to 90% since the cessation of hostilities began 2 weeks ago. This is VOA News. French aviation investigators say the co-pilot of the German wing's jetliner who crashed the plane in the French Alps last year had been referred to a psychiatric clinic just 2 weeks before the crash. All 150 people on board the plane were killed. The French agency responsible for safety investigations found the 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz had consulted several doctors about ongoing psychological issues. None of those doctors reported Lubitz's condition to aviation authorities or officials at German wings. Political rivals of Donald Trump, the leading U.S. Republican presidential contender, are blaming him for sowing the seeds of anger that has erupted in violent confrontations at his political rallies in the last few days. Fights and pushing and shoving have broken out between his supporters and protesters at rallies in several states. Trump blames the violence on his opponents and complained of media bias.
You hear about a couple of, one in particular, vicious, swinging. Well, guess what happened? Our people started swinging back. The next day, we were the bad ones, and it was like this innocent guy, and I was standing up here watching. He had a voice like Pavarotti, but he was hitting people.
One of Trump's opponents, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, called the escalating turmoil frightening and grotesque. In German elections Sunday, the anti-immigration Alternative for Germany party gained significantly in elections held in three areas of Germany. According to exit polls, the party elected delegates to regional parliaments in all three areas. The previously tiny fringe party was expected to do well due to public discontent with the government of Prime Minister Angela Merkel since the country opened its doors to more than a million migrants last year. Catholic media services say Zambia's Episcopal Conference plans to meet with all political parties and their presidential candidates in a move to help curb politically motivated violence before the August 11th general election. Zambians have expressed concern about violence among supporters of political parties as the groups get ready to begin campaigning for the elections. United Nations mission says a Chadian peacekeeper shot and killed two colleagues in an attack in northern Mali. A third colleague was wounded in the shooting Saturday in Tassalit in the Kidal region. The peacekeeper was arrested. President Barack Obama is set to name his pick to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia last month. Reports from the White House say the president has narrowed his list of potential nominees as the vetting process enters a final phase. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.